This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let me learn Perikot Ches, Mishnah, and Dalet. They will do Dalet and Hey. Malbein is from the Malbein. We refer to that as the in-between. So you have the leg of the bed is the Kroyim, the Kera. It goes into a Malbein, a square, long tube. And at the base, you have a third piece of wood called the chamor. It's the malbein shenosnu al l'shoinois. Okay, so the l'shoin, they say, is referring to something long, like a tongue. Long. So they say, like you found the shen shel argamon, long strips of wool, of combed wool. So here it's referring to long pieces of wood that they put on the malbeins. These lashinas were attached to the malbeins. And the lashinas they would remove when there was no need for them. So they're removable lashinas. And what is this in the chamar exactly? I'm not sure. So let's see. Meir v'yuda mentamin, reyesi v'shimin mentarin. Meir v'yuda say tamay, v'shimin say tamay. According to Meir v'yuda, since the lashinas or transported together with the bed, like the malbeins, they're considered part of the bed. The kaltum with the bed. Part of the bed. Rishim Shimon say, even though they're just attached, since sometimes they are removed, they're not considered attached. And given din of kli, it's shin makavutomo. This is similar to the Malbini Bnei Levi. Malbini Levi Tahir, just like they are Tahir, because they're removable. So it's over here, these are sometimes removable. That's going to be sufficient to be Matar them, because they're not there on a permanent basis. Mishnah Hay. Mita Shaisa Tamei Medrash. Mita was Tamei Medrash. It's sat by Azov, Azov, and Nidavil Adas. Nit, look at Sarvish Take Raim Tamei. If you take off a short beam and two legs, it's still tummy. Why? Even though the bed is now on a slant, you can still lie on it with the rosh at the upper half. You can still lie on it. It's not shivri kalim. But if you take off the arucha, then it's tahira. Because that's not usable anymore. Because you'd fall right off. So shivay kelim, it's not makabatum. Mechem yimitami. Mechem yimitami. You put it against a wall. It's usable. God, that shei l'shenis lochsum. You cut two of the l'shenis we talked about before, and angled. Let's say one was in southeast, one was in northwest. You cut both of them. It's not really clear what you did exactly. You cut them. Tefach al tefach lochsum. Cut off a tefach or more from two legs that are opposite each other on a diagonal, then it's considered broken the bed. It's tar.
If
If you shorten the feet of the bed, you don't have between the mito and the ground a tafach. And it's not a mito. I'm not sure exactly why. You can't lie on it like that. You can't lie on a bed that's in the tafach of the ground. It's not considered a bed. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.